Blog Talk Radio. We come to magnify your name.
Your name.
We come to give you all the praise. For your love that never changes. Take this time today to lift your holy name. Come to lift up holy.
Because we are gripped in His grace and mesmerized by His mercy. Today is a Through It All Thursday. Welcome to Grace Nurture, a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ and its teacher, John Davis Marshall. The Stone Mountain, Georgia campus meets at 4687 Rockbridge Road. The Anderson, South Carolina campus meets at 918 West Whitner Street. Visit our website at www.graceview.us or call 404-297-9050 or 864-332-7572 for more information. You may send a tax-deductible donation to financially ensure the continuation of this program. Now, if you have a prayer request, dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number is called, state the name and need of the person for whom you are requesting prayer. Stay tuned as John Davis Marshall, the teacher, brings the Grace Nurture for today.
Let's look one last time at the Zacchaeus story. When Jesus went home with Zacchaeus, who was a rich publican, said to Zacchaeus, "Today, I must go home with you." In other words, indicated that I must abide at your house tonight. And the Jews in the audience began to mumble and grumble because they said Jesus has gone home to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. Jesus had to explain his purpose. Luke chapter 19 and verse number 10, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." If then that is Jesus' purpose, we are his body. We are an extension of his purpose. We should also then be seeking to save that which is lost. So Jesus is always searching. Where does he search? In a previous session, we shared with you how Jesus searches among the non-religious who do not worship God. But he doesn't stop there. He searches among the religious who do worship God. That story is also found in Acts chapter 16, verse number 9. Paul had a vision of a man in Macedonia that said, "Come over and help us." Immediately he went over, and beginning in Acts chapter 16, and verse number 14, Acts 16 and verse 11, rather, a group of women were meeting beside the river for prayer. The text says that Paul went out there on the Sabbath where they were and began speaking to them. And God took his word, opened the hearts of a woman named Lydia. Now, this woman, Lydia, was an interesting woman. Verse number 13 of Acts 16. "And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to a riverside where we were supposing that there would be a place of prayer. And we sat down and began speaking to the women who had assembled." So these are worshipers of God. They are religious. They have assembled for prayer. Verse number 14. "A woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshiper of God, was listening, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul." Notice what happened again. Paul shared the gospel of Christ. Her heart was open. Verse 15, "And when she and her household had been baptized," notice, she was baptized. Why? Because baptism brought her into a saved relationship with God. What has Jesus been doing? He has been seeking and saving the lost. Who does he seek and save? He's searching among religious people who do worship God. That is a sobering thought. There are many religious people who worship God, but they are lost. They are lost because they have never understood the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They've never understood that Jesus died and was raised because or for their forgiveness, and that the proper way to respond to receive forgiveness of God is to believe that Jesus is the resurrected Savior, repent of sin, confess him to be Lord in Christ, and be baptized in water, and that for the forgiveness of sin. That simple plan of salvation, many religious people have never understood. They've never understood because they've never heard. So if you are lost, if you have not been baptized for the forgiveness of sins, you ought to make yourself available. If you are lost as a non-worshipper, if you are lost as a worshipper, make yourself available. If you are saved, then you need to search for the lost. Look among those who are non-worshippers and non-religious, but continue your search among those who are religious worshipers of God, because many of those are lost also. Yes, my friend, Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. If we are his body, if we are his vibrant body on earth now, we must do now what he did then, seek and save the lost. Remember, the instructions you massage into your heart today will determine the quality of life you enjoy tomorrow. For indeed it is true, a better you begins with a grace view of God.
If you have a prayer request, please dial the number 1 on your telephone at this time. 2754, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Sister Bird. I would like to thank you all for your continued prayers and also continue to pray for my family, the Vernon Robinson family, also the Johnson and Cobra family, the Corbett family. Continue prayers for my niece as she, you know, started college, and also my nephew as he started schooling in a new environment. And also continue to pray for the married couples and the singles, and continue to keep the military families in your prayers, the ones that are away and at home, and the veterans. Also continue prayers for Sister Shawana Sam. And also for the Phillips family. Thank you.
Thank you. 2450. Thank you for your request, please.
Good morning. This is Danielle, and I'd like to thank everyone for your prayers. And I ask that you continue to keep my family and I in your prayers as we strive to do God's will and that our light shine so to see him living through us. I'm requesting prayer for my job, all of my brethren at church, and for each other. Thank you.
Thank you. 0407, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning, this is Barbara. And I'd like to thank Brother Marshall for that message. And say I'm continuing to pray for salvation of the lost, the homeless people, and a special prayer for the victims. Special prayer for Mama Collins today, the Collins family. Special prayer for Farmaine and John Heyman, ask for prayer. And special prayer for my family. Thank you. I have my sister Charlene on the phone.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Charlene. I also like to thank Brother Marshall for that message morning and pray for the lost ones out there. And pray for each and every one out in the radio land today. For all the children that's going to school, back to school, and all the principals that have to go back to school. And special prayer for Brother Rand and his family. Special prayer for my husband and his family. And touch his mind and touch my heart and my mind that we continue on doing what God would have us to do. And just pray for all the Church of Christ of the world. Thank you.
Thank you. 9624, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning. This is Denise. I really appreciate that message from Brother Marshall. I'm asking you all to pray for the Hill and Jean Friday's family who's mourning the loss of a loved one. And please pray for Brother John Lee. He was admitted in the hospital yesterday with a blood clot in his leg. And I'm asking for prayers on behalf of myself that I will have more courage to do God's will. Thank you.
Thank you. 6246, state your prayer request, please.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brother McFall. I want to give thanks and praise and glory to God for watching over all of us and waking us up this morning. I just want to also thank God for giving Brother Marshall that wonderful lesson, and that he continues to listen to God and allow him to lead him. Coming to prayers for myself, that I pray that God finds favor in me for today with some legal matters that I have to deal with this morning, And I also pray that he continues to watch over and guide my daughter, to help her to understand some things that she doesn't clearly understand as far as when it comes to work and other issues. And I just pray that God continues to watch over me and my family as we go through our walk with him. Thank you.
Thank you. 2698, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, good morning. Again, thank Marshall, Brother Marshall for sermon this morning. Brother Mike Woods, I will ask continued prayer for my sister, Dorothy Hubbard. She's still in the hospital. Also, pray for my sister, Maddie. She's a little under the weather also. Pray once again for the Woods, Johnson, Biff, and Florence family. Thank you.
Thank you. 2647, state your prayer request, please.
This is Sister Davidson, and I'd like to request prayers for the family of my daughter, Brandy, as they travel to Rochester to funeralize her grandfather and back, and also for Sister Shirley Williams' family as they funeralize her, and for my family members who have just slipped away from the church, that they will return. Thank you.
Thank you. 2140, state your prayer request, please.
Yes, good morning. This is Faith, and I'd like to thank God for, first of all, allowing me to be alive this morning and be numbered among the living, and I ask you all for your continued prayers for my family and I, and I thank you for your prayers. I thank God for answered prayers and ask you to continue to remember the Ryan family in prayer, in particular the Corbett family, the Wilson family, and also Alicia and Chantel. These are two goddaughters of mine. Their mother passed several years ago. I ask you to please remember them in prayer that they, too, will return to Christ and do the things that they need to do to rededicate their lives. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your prayer request. We will now be led in prayer by Brother Ben Griffin from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Good morning, everyone. Well, thank you all for taking out time to get together to be a part of this great ministry. We want to thank Brother Marshall for our excellent delivery on this morning. I want to come thanking God on behalf of Sister Bird. He's thankful for the message, for prayers, and the family, for the Lawson family, the Colbert family, the Johnson family, a niece at college, and married couples and singles as well. I want to ask that God bestow great blessings and mighty strength upon all those whom she's praying for. Would you bow your head with the prayers? And she's thankful for the message as well, for her family, in her heart, that there will be God's will. Just a prayer from her half for a job and the challenges that go along with that. And also she prays for all the brethren at her church where she serves God. Sister Barbara also sends a prayer on behalf of the salvation of lost and those who are addicted to drugs and other substances. She just pray that they are able to recover and rest and rid themselves of these situations. Also, Sister Charlena, she was thankful for the message. She also sent the prayers on behalf of the law. School kids and the principals that have to return to school. She gets the prayers on behalf of his brother Ryan, I believe, husband, and the family, and the Church of Christ all over the world. And that she bless her heart and sent to her for all her endeavors. Also, Sister Luke, she sent the prayers. She's thankful for the message as well. She sent the prayers for the Hill family and the others who lost a little one to death. We pray that you strengthen that family and ask you to continue to trust in God. Also, Brother John Lee, she gets a prayer for him if he's having some health issues. Also, she asks for courage that she will be able to have in God and the strength that she needs that can only come from God. We pray that you restore it to one time. Also, Brother McFarland, he's thankful for God. He's thankful for the message. We're thankful to God for listening and watching over all of us as we snap and as we slumber, as we rose from our bed. Also, we've encountered some legal matters. He has prayers that God will intervene. Also, he has prayers for his daughter that she learned to be guided by God and by God's way and by God's will. He also prays, asks prayer for himself as well as his family. Also, for our next family, he also gets a prayer for the Woods. In the words, thankful for the Marshall's message. He also submits a prayer for his daughter, hospital, for the Woods family, the Nelson family, and other host of other family members, the boy to believe that he also is the prayer for them as well. So we are thankful for his request on behalf of those who we mentioned also. David, you get prayers on behalf of the family, the family who is going to funeralize a family member, Shirley, who also funeralized, and other family members who are saddened. We pray that you comfort their hearts as they mourn their loss and as they continue to live for God. As also we pray prayers that her family, who has served with the Word of God, that they will come back with some too late. Also, to the faith, give the prayer on behalf of her family as well, and myself, as she too is very thankful for the message, and she speaks the prayers for the Robertson, the Wilson family, and the Corbett, and also that our granddaughter will return to the Lord as well. She's being mindful for those that call theirs. There's many needs out there in the radio land. We remind that God opens the heart of each of those who have submitted prayer that they can walk with God in spite of their challenges and circumstances. We pray to continue to guide and direct to their ways. We ask of all of these blessings in your Son, Christ, Jesus' name. Amen.
God made him who had no sin,
so that we might become his righteousness.
Instead of ourselves, he offered him,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
It's hard to believe we can be spiritually well,
so that we might become his righteousness.
The loving God tasted the essence of hell,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh,
holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness. God in the flesh lived as a man,
will of the Father fulfilling his plan.
Jesus condemned, taking our place.
Now we are in him and we'll see his face. God made him who had no sin,
so that we might become his righteousness.
Instead of ourselves, he offered him,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh,
holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh,
holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
Become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness.
Become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness. We might become his righteousness.
To become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness.
Become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness.